Shir Chof Gimel and Nidon Dinos Kuzim Yerodei Yud Tamos Heitov Shemim Beis, July 1st, 1982, on Thursday.
Rabbi Yudah Imer Gaya Chadosh. In other words, how many days before Leide? So if she has Dam Bikeshi, she sees Dam Bikeshi, so she stay home. So there are three shittos. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Yis and Rabbi Shim. And we pass like Rabbi Yis and Rabbi Shim. So that's the halacha. In other words, if it's within 14 days prior to Leide, then it's considered Dam Keshi. But if it's more than 14 days, it's not considered Dam Keshi. Now again, it's not mistaber to explain the all this machlekes and mitzies, in other words, that according to Rameya, so even 40 and 50 days, so if she has a discharge of dam coupled with pain, so we attribute it to the pending lady. And according to Rabbi Yudeh, only if it's the 9th month, we attribute it to the lady. But if it's not in the 9th month, so then we say it's of menstrual origin. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon, so we attribute it to the pending lady only if it's within 14 days prior. But if it's more than 14 days, then we don't attribute it to the pending lady, and we say it's of menstrual origin. It's not mistaber that there is such a machlekes. So b'mtzias, if a woman who expects to give birth to a baby has a discharge of dam, and this discharge of dam is coupled with that intense pain that is typical of labor pain, so there it's a raya that this is not of menstrual origin, but because the baby is pushing, so as the baby is pushing, so it rubs against the lining of the uterus, so mele it starts to bleed. I mean every doctor will say that. I mean it's a double portion. So it's not shayach to say that there is a machlokes hanoyim on that. Just so why should it be that 14 days? I mean, and one chadosha will see. I mean chadosha will see the gemore of chadosha. So it wouldn't. So it's a raya brura that it's not on the basis of a physiological phenomenon, because if it's coupled with pain and it's. And she expects later, so then it's mistaber that it's due to the blood. But al pedin, the shaila is al pedin whether it's considered like dam keshi. So it's a machlekes nedin, not in mitzias. There is no machlekes mitzias. So we have three shittos. So according to Rav Meir, arboim v'chamishim yei. And why does Rav Meir say arboim chamishim yeim? Because now chamishim yeim for a sick woman and arboim yeim for a healthy woman. Because then it's likely to have labor pain. In other words, 40 days prior to birth, it's likely. But more than 40 days in a healthy woman, more than 50 days in a sick woman, prior to birth, to labor, it's a very unusual phenomenon. Since it's an unusual phenomenon, so it doesn't have anything of dam keshi. Now, Rabbi Yudah says, no, only the discharge of dam coupled with pain takes place in the 9th month. Again, why? Because a woman carries normally for 9 months. So, memele da aloche is kiveya, that if the discharge of dam takes place in the 9th month, coupled with pain, so then it's considered like dam keshi. Otherwise, Tanya, Rabbi Yudah Imer Mishum Rav Tarah from Daya Chadosh, V'yeh V'dobo L'hoke L'hach, Keitza, Kosh Yisho Shnayim B'Seif Shmini, 2 days, 2 successive days, so she bled in the 8th, at the end of the 8th month. V'yechot in the 3rd successive day was already Excuse me, let me go over tomorrow, please. The echo bitchilashi. So, and the 3rd riye was at the beginning of the 9th month. Vafilu bitchilashi yoldo. Haris in Yomed is Bizei. So, in other words, Abu Koshis in Yomechot Bizei Shmi. One of the 3 days of the Zive, of the Zove, of the Dam, of Zove. Ya Abu Koshis in Yomechot Bizei Shmi. Ushtal Mitchilashi. Vafil Bizei Shmi Yoldo. Einze Yomed is Bizei. Einze Yomed is Bizei. So, but if she's Koshis or she's so Dam, became she. At the end of the 8th month, and 2 who at the beginning of the 9th month, Vapi will be safe, Chi, Yogo, Ainzi, Yoledes, Bizei. So what's the aloche? In other words, it doesn't depend how soon after the Riyas Dam, the lady took place. One could say, in other words, if the Riyas Dam was relatively close to the lady, then she is more likely to be considered as the Yoledes Bekeshi, but and not Count Zaynikin. But if he's relatively remote from the lady, so then he's more likely to be considered not Yoledes Bekeshi, but Yoledes Bezei. But it's not that. The important thing is whether most of the Ries that is Kivas, the woman as Izovid Dele, how many Ries are Kivaya as a woman as Izovid Dele? 3 Ries. So what is the rov of the Ries? 2 Ries. If the rov of the Ries that affects Zivus, of the Ries that affects Zivus Deila, took place in the 9th month, then it's considered Yoledes Bekeshi. Even though there is a relative distance in terms of days between the Ries and the Lady. Doesn't matter. Let's say, she had 1 Rie at the end of the 8th month, and 2 Ries became she at the beginning of the 9th month. And then, in other words, the first day of the 9th month, she had the second Rie, and the third day of the 9th month, and the second day of the 9th month, she had the third Rie. And then, she delayed it to place at the end of the 9th month, so there were so many days, 27 days intervening. So one could argue, since 27 days were intervened between the Rie and the Lady, so she's not Yoledes Bekeshi. So she's not Doma Machmas Vlod. After all, there was such a distance in terms of days. So it's not like that. As long as the Rov of Ries so took place in the 9th month, even though the Lady was after the 9th month, So she is considered Yoledes Bekeshi. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Rokhe lach, pom shimitaya klum, pom shimitaya chiri yimecho. Harei ze, yoled bezei, voyu vrei, zive bishmei ne'ar, shimabad mitaya, shadim lechadim, bosatrei barizom, vachri bisei chiyom, v'yav agav dichi, kule bishei fi. Chutz mishnei yomim, אין זה ילד אז בזה בלבד של יתיר אדם במייה של פי נאו היא הרעה של אינשניס a very big חידש that if 2 of the Ries of the 3 Ries that affected was there took place at the beginning of the 9th month even though the lady took place at the end of the 9th month and even though all the days between the 3 Ries and the lady was spent by the woman in comfort. She didn't have any labor pain for 27 days after the 3 Ries, so she was in comfort and had no labor pain. And then she gave birth. So even in such a case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so she's still not considered a Yoledes Bekeshi. The chutz mishnei yomim. אין זה יולד בזה בלבד, שלא יתיר את דם במי השפי, והוא יאמרו לו כיו בשפי סומך ולידוסו, להתאמון לו בדם הקשי, וכסוב הרב יהודה שיפור אגור, כלימה, החידש של צ'י גרם אסלי לסבלן, למחאה יוהב הזמן לידה, כאילו כך כל אדום עם שרי יבי בקשי, אין אלא מחם סבלן, אף אגב בקשפי בסראי, ואפילו בתחיל השצ'י, הווה מחמבלן, וכסוב היולדס לטס, יולדס למקוטוי. Look at that. In other words, even though, the Gemara says, even though it's not 9 full months. It's not 9 full months. Alright, so you see in Rashi a very big chiddush. In other words, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the whole aloha, that if a woman, after the three riyas, b'meizive, had a misles of shaving, so then he determines retroactively that she is not a yoledes b'kei, she is yoledes b'zei. So all the tanoim seem to agree with that. There is only machlokes tanoim whether it has to be 24 hours, regardless whether the 24 hours traverse a period of from sunset to sunset. It can traverse a period from noon till noon, from 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. the next day, and so on. That's a blazer, that's where Rabbi Yehoshua, or Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it must traverse a period of 24 hours from sunset to sunset. But everybody seems to agree that the Chol HaPoches, if it's Kilele Shabbos V'Yemei, if a period of 24 hours Kilele Shabbos V'Yemei intervenes between the Riyas Dam and the lady that she is a Yoledes B'Zei. But Rabbi Yehuda is chayit. Why did Rashi say that Rabbi Yehuda is chayit? So many Rishayim achiri come this Rashi. Many Rishayim, you'll see in the Kiddush HaRashbo and the Meiri. In the Meiri, I mean, I don't have with me the Meiri and I don't have with me the Kiddush HaRashbo. So here, but you'll see in the Meiri and the Chiddush HaRashbo that many Rishayim achiri come Rashi. Rashi Shita is a big chiddush. Why should we say that Rabbi Yehuda is chilek and this day? Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that only if the keichi takes place in within the 9th month. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that only if the kishu takes place. Within Shtei Shabboses. So, and still, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree with the Aloche that if there is a period of 24 hours, the Shabbos V'Yemei, so then it's not Yoledes B'Kedushin. So, one has nothing to do with the other, you see. The Shiur of Shtei Shabboses, that is descriptive of what period of time prior to Leide. So if it has a din of damkeshi, and then there is another aloha that even though within 14 days, so then according to everyone, so it is considered damkeshi if it's within 14 days of the Leide. But if there is a period of 24 hours of comfort subsequent to the V.A., so then it's not Amkeishi, so it's Dam Sheiki. So it's Yoledes B'Zei. So why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda also agree with this halacha? What has one thing to do with the other? So most Rishayim achiri come Rashi because of that. But we see that's Rashi Shiti. Rashi Shiti is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes the fact that the riyas took place in the 9th month, he, all the other tanoim, they didn't emphasize whether the riyas took place the 9th month or the 8th month. They only emphasize one thing. In other words, whether the riyas took place within relatively close to the lady or relatively remote from the lady. So 14 days means close to the lady. More than 14 days, so it's remote from the lake. So in Mele, they can, so that can go hand in hand with Aloche, but if there is a period of comfort of 24 hours intervening between the Riyas Dam of Zivek Dele and the lady, so then she's here, let me say. Mashein came the Yude, who does not regard he has no regard for the fact that it's relatively close to the lake. In other words, he just emphasizes the fact that the Riyas that the major portion of the Riyas, in other words, two of the three, take place in the ninth month. Why the ninth month? Because the ninth month is the month of waiting. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it only depends whether the rob of the Riyas that affects Ibe, that's the two of the three, took place in the ninth month or not. So Mimele, it doesn't make any difference whether there is a period of Shefi or not. The important thing is the fact that the Riyas, the major, that the rob Riyas, that the Riyas took place. And then if two Riyas out of the three, so we say Ube Kikule, so it's considered as if all the Riyas took place. But it means the important thing is that the Riyas took place in the month of the labor. What's the month of the labor? The ninth month. So the Yehuda does not recognize the whole Indian, the whole concept of shame. Now, not he doesn't recognize the whole concept of Shefi. He doesn't recognize the whole concept of the period of Shefi subsequent to the Riyas, that that should determine retroactively the Riyas as Riyas Bizei. All right. Yes, what is it?
But Rashi mentions it's only if you have Shefi believe Dham. If you have Shefi with Dham, then you have to agree that it would be Yolat Bizei.
What does Rashi say?
Yeah, Rashi says here that
Ulbab, Rahum Sipchi, Lava Ramchi, Shaykh, Khutz Mishne Yomi, Aid Zirad Bizeb Yubab, Shall it tire?
No, but Bachel Tiradam, you may have
shown. Bachel Tiradam, Yashi. Bachel Tiradam, Yashi.
But in other words, that the thing is that I don't know what Rashi is saying, it's only if she had Shofi without them, then.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, wasn't that a machlokes before the Gemara?
That's a machlokes between, no, that's another machlokes. The machlokes is shofso mizeo mizeo, so machlokes in Gemara between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina.
So this is shofso mizeo mizeo. That's the point. Isn't Rashi saying that's where we would have to agree with that Siman Damar, machlokes between shofso mizeo mizeo, you'd say that's the whole thing.
No, what Rashi means, Rashi means, if there will be three riyas and three successive days, over and above the three previous riyas, she saw, and the one riyah she saw, she had, on the last day of the eighth month. And then on the first day of the ninth month, she said, they had the second riyah, and the second day of the ninth month, she had the third riyah. So that determines it as damage, a contribute. The fact that the rob riyas, when the rubik ikule, so war in the ninth month, in the month of the lady, the natural month of lady. So he says, and it doesn't make any difference, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though there is a pause of 24 hours or 48 hours, it doesn't make any difference, as many days as he can think. Many hours, many days of pause, it doesn't affect it. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the important thing is the re-explication in the ninth month. But suppose she sees three additional years. She has three additional years and three additional successive days. You see. So then, Bishayfi, so then she becomes his over on the basis of the other 3 years. Because thou, the first 3 years, the series of 3 years at first, that wasn't conveyed as his over daily. In order, but if she has, in addition, she had one riyah on the last day of the eighth month, a second riyah on the first day of the ninth month, a third riyah on the second day of the ninth month, and then she was in comfort for the rest of the ninth month, in comfort. But let's say on the 25th of the month, in comfort she had the riyah down, and the 26th of the month, in comfort she had the riyah down, and the 27th in comfort she had the riyah down. So then she becomes his Ovid Dele, Bishayfi, in you, not on the basis. So that of course is true, I mean, according to everybody, because there is another series of Dam. So when he says, Uvilvat, Shalitire Dam and Yashayfi, he means Uvilvat, Shalitire, three Riyas Dam and three additional successive days, Bimayashayfi. Because if she does, so then, she becomes his Abdel on the basis of the other set of fears. So that's a double portion. Alright. But Rishayim Achelik, and many Rishayim Achelik and Rashi, you'll see in the Miri, the Rashbo, and they say that Rabbi Yehuda is not Chelik on the Halochet, that if there is a period of 24 hours of comfort subsequent to the 3 years, became she, so then she becomes determined retroactively as is over there. Alright, but that's Rashi Shita. Now Shippure, Omar Abad Barabe, Shmameno Kosoma Rabbi Yehuda, Shippure Bo. Now, the Washington of Rashi is Shippure Shefer Shetekin Beibezdin Mikidush Achilus. And so, of course, I mean, as far as Rashi itself is concerned, so one could say that Rashi does not mean dafke the lunar months, the months of the Torah, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Ovel. He means months of Leide, not months of the Torah. For example, in many Dini HaTorah, so you only count, you only consider the months of the Torah. We only consider months of the Torah. So, but here, it's Mistaber, I mean, it's Mistaber. That months of the Torah are not important. It has to be months based upon the day of conception. In other words, suppose a woman conceives on the 15th, let's say, of Tammuz, a woman conceives. So you're not going to say that at the end of Tammuz it's already the first month of the Ohi. And then Ov is the second month. And then Elul is the third month, and then that will mean that at the end of Oder shall be at the end of the nine months of Eroi. It's not Mistaber. Why should 15 days be considered as a month? Why should 15 days be considered a month? So in other words, so if we say, let's say, that Shippurei Gori. So what do you mean Shippurei Gori? In other words, that it can be Mikute. So we prove all that the Gemara says. That so the Gemara says Shmam Mikosover Rabbi Shippurei Gori. Any, let's see the Gemara. Any more Mashmuel. Any Shom Isaberes Viredes El Mosayim Vishim Vechodei. Or El Mosayim Vishim Mushnayim Yei. Or El Mosayim Vishim Mushleisha. So what's the kasha? Let's see how Rashi explains it. Oy lo masayim bishivim lecha. Dehav lo chadoshi. Tes chadoshim shleim. Shel shleishi. Uv yemrishin shela sila yiledes. In other words, if you have, let's say, 9 times 30 is 207. So in other words, so according to Shmuel, a woman can give birth to a child only after 9 full months. 9 full months means on the 271st day as of conception. So then she can give birth. So that Leila does not take place at the beginning of the 9th month. But Leila takes place at the end of the 9th month. So that's a kashe against Shmuel. Omar Abba Abba Shmam Likosov Arab Yude Shippurei Gori. So what it means Shippurei Gori? Shippurei Gori means that sheifer shetaking by bezin b'kiddush achilish. That means that as long, in other words, what does Rabbi say? That when does she have a din of the riyah dam b'kenshi? Only if the riyah dam took place in the 9th month. Even if the riyah dam took place at the beginning of the 9th month, two of the three riyahs took place at the beginning of the 9th month. And the later took place after the completion of the 9th month. So still, it's considered Doma Machmas Lodo. Why is it considered Doma Machmas Lodo? Again, in other words, in order to be considered Dam Keishi, so that means it has to be, that Riyas Dam must be typical of a Riyas Dam that normally takes place as a result of labor. When a woman is about to give birth, so then there is a real doubt. Not of menstrual allergy, has nothing to do with the menstrual process. When a woman has a discharge of flow of dam just prior to labor. So the flow of dam that takes place from the mochia before labor is due to the fact that the baby is pushing, so the baby rubs against the lining of the uterus, so the male, it becomes irritated, so it starts bleeding. So only if it is considered normal for a woman to give birth, since Rabbi Yudah says that the riyas dam that takes place at the beginning of the 9th month, even though the labor took place at the end of the 9th month. So it's considered Riyas Dam B'Keishi. Why is it considered Riyas Dam B'Keishi? Because it's Doma Machas Lodo. Why is it considered Doma Machas Lodo? Because it's natural. It's natural for the woman to have a discharge of dam at the beginning of the 9th month. If Rabbi Yudah had held that it's not natural for a woman to give birth, It's an aberration for a woman to give birth to a child at the beginning of the 9th month, and it's only a natural labor when the labor takes place after the completion of full 9 months. So then Rabbi Yudah couldn't say that the discharge of the dam takes place at the beginning of the 9th month. So it's Doma Machas Lodo. Why is it Doma Machas Lodo? Doma Machas Lodo does not depend just upon the fact, upon the physiological fact, whether it's due to menstrual cause or it's due to the pushing of the baby. Of course, Doma Machmas Vlodo Doma Machlas Lodo, if it's not due to the pushing of the baby, then it couldn't be Doma Machlas Lodo. But even if it is due to the pushing of the baby, but only if it's a natural thing, if it's a natural thing to have that discharge of dam at that time. But if it's not considered as a natural thing to have a discharge of dam at that time, so then it's not considered Doma Machlas Lodo. So, since Rabbi Yehuda says that even if the discharge of dam takes place at the beginning of the ninth month, even though usually, again, there is no machlokes in mitzvahs. Of course, the average woman does not give birth to a child at the beginning of the ninth month. Does not give birth. The average woman gives birth at the end of the ninth month, not at the beginning of the ninth month. But some women give birth to a child, to a viable child, even at the beginning of the ninth month. So the Yehuda holds that on account of the fact that some women give birth to a child at the beginning of the ninth month, so the Mele, that makes later at the beginning of the ninth month a natural later. If it's a natural later, so any discharge of dam that takes place at the ninth month, even though the later takes place at the end of the ninth month, but it's considered Doma Machlas Lodo. In other words, when is the Rias Dam considered Doma Machlas Lodo? If the lady at that moment would be a natural lady. But if the lady at that moment when the dam flows would be an aberrational phenomenon, if Al-Bedin it would be considered as an unnatural phenomenon, then it wouldn't be considered damkation. Because it has to be typical, symptomatic of a pending labor. So melee, so the fact that review the holds that when the rias take place at the beginning of the ninth month, so then it's Yoledes Bekeishi, even though the actual labor took place 27 days later, so shows that if the lady, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a lady takes place at the beginning of the ninth month, it's considered as a natural phenomenon, not as an aberrational phenomenon. So if it's considered as a natural phenomenon, so mainly that Rias Dam is symptomatic of labor. If it would be considered as an aberrational phenomenon, you couldn't say it's symptomatic of labor, because naturally, there shouldn't be any dam now. So mainly, it wouldn't be considered as Doma Machlas Lodo. So that's the raya. Omar Avadim Rave, Shema Menokos Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shipurei Goyim. Shipurei Goyim. So in other words, that she is in medicine, Kutoyim. In other words, that it's a natural phenomenon according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now again, it's not Mistaba to say that there is a machlokes tanoim amroim and mitzias. The mitzias, we know how mitzias is. Usually a woman gives birth after full 9 months. But you can look it up in any book. I mean that many women can give birth to a viable child on the 241st day as of conception. What's the 241st day as of conception? That's the mamish, the beginning, the very beginning of the ninth month. So, but that's not the usual lady. But the shayla is al-pidin, whether it's considered as a natural lady or as an aberrational lady. So, according to the Yehuda, it's considered a natural lady, even though usually a woman does not give birth on the 241st day as of conception. So Mimele, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that she ledes l'mkutoy. So the machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and the other Tanoim is not on mitzias. The mitzias is what it is. What is it? Objectively, usually a woman does not give birth to a child before the 271st day of conception. But many times, a woman does. If a woman does, so the question is whether that is considered as a natural phenomenon or it's not a natural phenomenon. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's considered a natural phenomenon, even though usually a woman doesn't give birth on the 241st day as of conception. So the Gemara Sikasha Ili Vomashmuel Yisha Misaberes Vyoledes El Messiah Vishivim Vechad Yei or El Messiah Vishivim Ushnayim Yei or El Messiah Vishivim Ushleisho. What's the Cheshvin? So he says, when Messiah Vishivim Vechad have the Chetesh Paspash and Shleim Shal Shleishim and Yudish and Shlasir Yoledes or El Reish Ayim Veitz Kola Tazera. Because, in other words, what does Shmuel say? That the natural lady, and again, the Shmuel is not mentioning, is not saying it's impossible. We know that it is possible. And if the, and there wouldn't be a machlekes whether it's possible or not possible. The machlekes is whether al-Pidin we consider it as a natural lady, or it's not a natural lady. Or it's not a natural lady. So the male, so when Shmuel says in Yisham Sabbeves Yiledes, in order to be considered that the lady is a natural lady, not an aberrational lady, so that's only if a woman gives birth to the child, as either on the 271st day as of the Tashmish. It's always, according to Shmuel, so the natural lady is always on the 271st day as of conception. What does conception mean? Conception. I mean, scientifically means when the egg cell is fertilized by the sperm. That's conception. But no one knows, I mean, when it's fertilized, but the egg cell can be fertilized within 3 days as, that's how we passed, within 3 days as of Tashmish. So Mimele, so in Isha Misaber, as Mimele Selim Messiah Mishin Vechodei, if the fertilization takes place Mamish at the time of the Tashmish, or Messiah Mishin Mishnayei, if the fertilization takes place 1 day after the Tashmish, or Messiah Mishin Mishleisho, because the maximum is 3 days. So who do Oma? Oh, so Amy Boma Shmuel. So in other words, we see from Shmuel that a lady prior to the 271st day, not that it's impossible, but it's not considered as a natural lady. If it's not considered as a natural lady, why should the beauty consider it as Dolom Machas Lodo? Dolom Machas Lodo means that if the discharge of dam takes place at such a moment, that if the lady had taken place at that moment, so it would be a natural thing. But if the lady had taken place at that moment when the discharge of dam takes place, it would be considered as an unnatural phenomenon. Then it's not Dolom Machas Lodo. Then it's not Dolom Machas Lodo. So it's a kasha. So the Gemara says, "Who do ma kisidim avishen?" In other words, that's so Rashi explains it. Who do ma kisidim avishen? Now let's see the whole Rashi. Ubesayim shiri yachad v'tefer v'shem shleim shosvei shmin v'shasir yoeres. Oy l'rishayim v'yisken v'kol erazer alim v'shin kiel v'shnei v'shem. Umin kutos yav v'yaskal asim. Oy l'rishayim gimu v'shin kol v'shem kiel v'shlish. Avu yin kol v'shlish v'shul v'kevei. V'kayim v'ndat shlish avu v'azriyach. Mikam v'ilich mazriyach. In other words, so the machlokes between Shmuel and the others is whether she's Yoledes Lumkotoyim or she's not Lumkotoyim. Nagel. So, of course, I mean, I'm sure that many will say it's a machlekes amitzias, but I don't think that's the right pshat in the Gemara. It's not a machlekes amitzias. There couldn't be a machlekes in such a mitzias. But the mitzias is that it's possible to be a ketonim. We know it's possible. And if it hadn't been possible, so the beauty wouldn't say that she pulled it off. But it's possible. The shaila, I think that the machlekes is, two is possible, but that's not the usual thing. So is that considered as a natural lady? Or it's not considered as a natural lady? So, but anyway, so the machlokes is on the question whether she's Yoledes Lumkotoyim
or a woman is yeledes only lay 9 months test chodoshim shleim. So Shmuel holds that a woman is yeledes le test chodoshim shleim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a woman is yeledes le test chodoshim muketoy. So Shmuel agrees with the Hasidim Rishayim. Chassidim Rishayim in lo yirisham shemitiseyen el levi b'shabes shel yubeyu nishiseyen lidei chiyu shabes shel yitei b'shabes v'yitzdorich lechal lo lewes ha-shabes. Now, because here the Gemara says why that Chassidim Rishayim in lo yirisham shemitiseyen el levi b'shabes. What is levi b'shabes? And the Gemara explains it. That means that Tuesday night and after Tuesday night also, Wednesday night also, and Thursday night also, and Friday night also. Lachuke wa'at lechzidim rishayim lo yimisham shemitiseyem mitzoy Shabbos and Sunday night and Monday night and Monday night. Why? Because so the more explains it. So you may be saying because the chzidim rishayim were not willing to yimisham shemitiseyem in such a way that it will likely be conducive to Yechil Shabbos. In other words, if a woman will give birth on Shabbos, so then you'll necessarily involve Yechil Shabbos. Yeah? It's a Pekuach Nefesh. So even though it's Beheter, it's a mitzvah to Yechil Shabbos in case of Pekuach Nefesh, but it's not the ideal thing to bring oneself into a tree of Pekuach Nefesh. Now, whether it's but one thing is sure that al p'din it's mutar to be mishamish every night. The Gemara says, the Raisa says, chassidim rishayim, and then the Mishneh in Perek Hamadei, so he says, atayon b'chol yeh. So we see that there is no isa to be mishamish, let's say, the Misoyi Shabbos, or Sunday night, or Monday night. But the question is, there might be Chil Shabbos. The answer is, so what? It will be Chil Shabbos. It will be Beheker. It will be Beheker. But in Midas Chassidus there is. Otherwise, the Chassidim Rishayim would not have adapted such a practice. So in other words, there is in Midas Chassidus not to bring yourself into a Tchiye of Pekuach Nefesh. Now, whether B'mokim Rishus it's Mutar al Pedim to bring yourself into a Tchiye of Pekuach Nefesh or not, so there is a machlokes l'shem. The Braise in Shabbos says at the end of the first period, in Machlokes b'Sfino Poches M'Shlei Sheyom Yekudah Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in Tzorin Aliyah, Poches M'Shlei Sheyom Yekudah Shabbos. In Tzorin Aliyah, Poches M'Shlei Sheyom Yekudah Shabbos. And the Sefri learns it out. This aloha from the Pesach. Kisotzer Aliyah, Yomim Rabbi, Yomim Shnayim, Rabbim Shleishon, Mikamam Rachomim, in Tzorin Aleir, Pochas Moshe Shiyom Kina Shabbos. And then the Zephri says, Yechayim Matvidim Bisvin of Pochas Moshe Shiyom Kina Shabbos. So, all this is deduced from the Pesach. Whether it's a Drosh Gemura or a Smachte, well, it's another question. But it goes without saying that if, let's say, even though it's a Matvidim Bisvin of Pochas Moshe Shiyom Kina Shabbos, and the Balamoyer explains the Balamoyer explains this deal of the Mafligim Bisvino Pochem Shiyom Kina Shabbos. Why? Because we are dealing, you know, with the Svinos, the usual Svinos, Bisman Chazal. There were sailboats. Now, if someone would be Mafrik on the high seas less than 3 days within Shabbos, so then he is destined to be Michal Shabbos. It will be better. He'll have to be Michal Shabbos. Otherwise, he would be exposed to the danger of Chas v'Shalom of being drowned, of sinking. So it will be better. But, so in other words, so the question is, how was one allowed to go by sailboat, let's say, the Medrash mentions, Kamet Amoyim, they went so many times from Tvaria to Rome, and it took them a number of days, and how did they go to Rome? By sailboat. And they certainly have to be Michal Shabbos, because you have to you have to continue riding on the high seas Otherwise, he answers Sakone. So how were they allowed? The answer is, it's Mikvach Nevesh. But who told them to be machmis themselves in the Mikvach Nevesh? They could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael and not go to Rome. See, it doesn't mean that they only went to Rome because of the Mikvach Nevesh. I suppose that many times there was mamish Mikvach Nevesh for Klal Yisrael to go to Rome. But not every time that they went to Rome, so the Tanoim, so it was a Nino Mikvach Nevesh. The answer is, as long as at the time of the Chil Shabbos there is the Deich of Mikvach Nevesh, so Mimele is no Aveir. So that's why, more than 3 days, let's say, to start out in the sales mode, on Tuesday, that's okay. Even though he will have to be Mechal Shabbos and Shabbos, but since he's not machnis himself into the Tchiyah, very close to Shabbos. So Mimele it's Buddha. Mashein Kim, Poches Mishleishi Yom Kim Shabbos, he'll start out on Thursday or on Friday. So then it's very close to Shabbos. So Shleisha Yomi, Kitma Shabbos is considered like Yarev Shabbos. So Mimele, according to the Balamoya, so it's osel to be machnis yourself into a tchi of Mikvach Nefesh only if it is some of the Shabbos. But if it is remote from Shabbos, you are allowed to be machnis yourself into a tchi of Mikvach Nefesh. And then the Gemara says that even in Nizdamule, Nisio Shal Mitzvah, so then he can be machnis between any other of Shabbos. He can start out on the high seas, half an hour before Shkia, if it's initiation of Mitzvah. But it will be Mechal Shabbos, the answer is it will be bad. So there is a Nisa to be Machnis yourself, Kedem HaShabbos. So to be Machnis yourself, Kedem HaShabbos, if it is close to Shabbos. So Mimele, but if it's close to Shabbos, so according to Balamoya, it's also to be machnis yourself into a tchi of Mikvach Nevesh. Now, why does the Gemara say here Achsirim or Rishenim, but every other person was not zoyer in it? But according to Balamoya, so if it's with Dvar shoes, so it's also to be machnis. The answer is, but the Gemara says with Dvar shoes more than 3 days to Shabbos, it's mutah. So in other words, only when he's machnis himself, so close to the tchiyah of Mikvach Nevesh. Mashein can hear when it's Mishamish Mitosei, and the tchiyah of Mikvach Nevesh will be 9 months later. So it's certainly more than 3 days. Even though is Mishami, the Tashmish takes place, let's say, Thursday night, only the Chassidim Rishonim abstained from having Tashmish on Thursday night. But here, even if it's Thursday night, so it's more than 3 days. It's so many days, it's 271 days, 272 days, 273 days. I mean, prior to the Tchiye of Pukach Nefesh. So Mitzal Adin, it's Muta. Still, the Chassidim Rishonim were Machno on this. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, El Tzol Yevvei Nishiseyem, Lidechir Shabbos, Biovvi Visul Oy, why only Biovvi not? Why only Biovvi yes? Why only Biovvi yes? And Thursday night, it's not conducive to the Tchiye of Pukach Nefesh either. And Friday night, it's not conducive to the Tchiye of Pukach Nefesh either. Why were the Mishamish Mitosei only Tuesday night? Yovi means Tuesday night, because the day follows the night. This Eimem Yovive. In other words, the Chassidim Rishonim were Mishamish Mitosei either Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night, but not Mitzvah Shabbos and not Sunday night and not Monday night. Oma Masutchem, my time with the Chassidim Rishonim, the Chassidim Vayitzin Adishem, Lo Heroim, Heroim Bidimatriye, Moson Vishivim, Vichadha, Vichadha. So, in other words, that means that the natural Lede is a Lede that takes place on the 271st day as of conception. Va. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi has here a modern method of computing, arithmetical computations. Meyer Yomi, so in other words, divide 273 by 7. Now, the old traditional method is well known, but Rashi doesn't mention the old traditional method. Rashi mentions the new method that is in use only for the last 30 years, I think. That's the new arithmetic. So Rashi mentions this method now. So, Asei Mireisha in Gimu Yomi Shuayim. So in other words, divide 273 by 7. So in other words, he breaks it up. That's the new method, the new arithmetic, the new mathematics. So he breaks it up into 100 and into 70 and into 3. So in other words, you do separate divisions, three separate divisions. Have Shuayim, so Mei Yomi, so when you divide 100 by 7, have it so you have Bar Mitrei Yeme. In other words, because 98 is divisible by 7 without any remainder. So in other words, so we have just the remainder of 2. V'chein likuf yomi ma'achir. So again, Shnei yomi. Hari arba yomi. 18 ala shu'ayim. V'ayim yomi kulon shomi. V'kimu yomi. That's the new method of division. I had as a professor of mathematics in college, Professor Yekasiel Ginsburg. He studied in Telza Yeshiva many, many years ago. And he was the editor of the Scripta Mathematica. He was a great scholar. And he wrote a book on the history of mathematics. And he has there many, many things in mathematics, in the Talmud, the Shemim, Rambam, this fish and that fish. So once I showed him this method, so he became so excited, he started to shower kisses upon me, as if I had, he gave me $1 million, because he was so impressed with this Rashi, I mean, because that was the new method of division in those days. So I told him, and it was mentioned in New York Times, a new method of division. So I mentioned to him that Rashi Nide has it. It's not something new for Holy One. So he became very excited because of this Rashi. So Tein Al Dalad Aitim Hare Shavua V'Chibush Is Chibum Nitzoy Shabbos Nimtzu Kovim B'Shabbos V'Nisabr B'Sheni V'Yom Yodol Erei Shayim Beis V'Motor B'Shabbos V'Nisabr B'Shlishi V'Yom Yodol Erei Shayim Aleph Yivot B'Shabbos Aber B'Dalad Yodol Erei Shayim Aleph Mote B'Chab B'Shabbos V'Yom Erei Shayim Beis Mote B'Trei B'Shabbos V'Yom Erei Shayim Gimu Mote B'Tot B'Shabbos Aume Kishmuel Sfirah. Now, I just want to point out that I'm convinced that the Pshat in the Gemara here, it's not a Machlokes Mitzvos. It's not a Machlokes Mitzvos. But then, I had a discussion with a number of people who consider themselves very enlightened. So they say that it's a Machlokes in Mitzvos. Why? Because if it's not a machlokes in mitzvos, and before that Tanoim Moda Moroim agree that it's possible for a woman to give birth on the 241st day, but it's machlokes, it's considered a natural lady, so maybe if it's a natural lady, so maybe it's considered Domo Machmas Vodo, so in other words, this discharge of dam is characterized by the natural symptom of giving down machmas leivos. So then, why does Gemara say, "Oma mazut chemai time with the chassidim of Hashemim, dirchiv ayitin adishem lo heroin, heroin bigimatre and mosim, mosom vishirin dechada"? So that's a raya that a misho is not a lesson of the toim. So be shleim. If we say that there is a machlokes in mitzvos, and according to those who say a lesson of the toim, so they say she can be a lesson of the toim. And the one who says that Yeladis Nishleinim, so he's Chayrik, and he says, no, she cannot be Yeladis Nishleinim, only Nishleinim, so then we understand the right. Because Mosim Vishivim Vichad, Mosim Vishivim Vichad Ave, Yeroyen, so that means it's possible. Otherwise, how could Shmuel be born? And it's not mentioned that there was an S in the birth of Shmuel, I mean, on the contrary, so But if everybody agrees that a woman, he can give birth on the 241st day, but usually a woman gives birth on the 271st day as of conception, so what kind of a raya is it? What kind of a raya is it? Shmuel was born on the 271st day, because usually the average woman gives birth on the 271st day, so Hana too gave birth to Shmuel on the 271st day. So, I mean, so that person, and without mentioning names, so thought that that's a raya brura, that there is a machlokes in mitzvos. So that's a raya. In other words, if we say that a woman gives birth to Kotoyim, so then why did she give birth to the 271st day? So in other words, so then we have to say that Mandoma, who says, when Kutoyim is on the contrary, she can only give birth on the 241st day, and not on the 271st day, that's pure nonsense, I mean, to say such a thing. So, but the pshat is this, I mean, what's the raya? Gemara says, Vayitin Hashem lo heroin, heroin the gematri morsi mishin in the chadav, what is it? The gemore, he just darshan's gematria is just like this. And just on the basis of pure speculation, it's true that in the Medrash Rishi Mushtai of Hagesa Abiri, you'll find it. We don't have the whole Medrash, but just one thing, one perek of it we have, and that you'll find in the big Morris Broches. So you'll find the Medrash Shleishi Mushtai of Hagesa Abiri. So, Shleishi Mushtai Midei Satir Medrashis. So one of the Midei Shatira Mitreshes is Begematria. Is Gematria. So that means that the Torah is Mitreshes Begematria. But that doesn't mean that the Torah is Mitreshes. In other words, if we can figure out the Gematria, so on the basis of that Gematria, so we can Mechadish Aloha Chas V'Shol. So, But it means if there is a Kabbalah that a certain word is used in the Torah, a certain word is used in the Torah because it has that gematria. So in other words, here there was a Kabbalah that the term Heroi in Rosh Chodesh was coined by the Torah because Heroi has the gematria of 271. Otherwise, how could we deduce from that? So what? We can figure out, we can turn over the whole Torah on the basis of gematriyos. In other words, when the Gemara mentions a gematriyoye, it means that there is a Kabbalah. There is a Kabbalah that this word has a certain meaning because of its gematria. Not because it just happens to have a gematria, so it happens to have a gematria. And even the Balaturim does not mechadish any new aloches on the basis of gematrias. But the aloches that are mentioned in the Gemara, he discovers them in the gematrias too. But the Balaturim, you will not find that the Balaturim will be mechadish aloch on the basis of gematrias. I mean, that if somebody will be mechadish aloch on the basis of gematrias, he will be mechadish aloch on the basis of gematrias. But the aloches that are there, so the Balaturim discovers them in the gematrias too. It's true that the Gemara in Nozir learns out that Stam Nizir Ashleish in Yehim on the basis of the Gematriyoye, because that's the Kabbalah. That's the Kabbalah. So here, when we say, Vayitin Adishem Lo Heroyim, Heroyim be Gematriyoye Mosim Yishinim V'chadave, so that means that this term Heroyim, it was coined by the Torah because it has a Gematriyoye of 271. So maybe it implies, since Heroi was coined by the Torah, because of its gematria, so the gematria is really the origin of the term Heroi. Heroi. What does Heroi mean? Conception. So, and the term Heroi was coined by the Torah because of its numerical value of 271, so that implies that when a child is born on the 271st day, that is typical of a natural heir. But if he's born before the 271st day, it's not a natural heir. Alright. Oma marzutra, afiru mandoma, yuledes li tishoi, yuledes li kutoyim, yuledes li shivo, yuledes li kutoyim. Now, there is a very strange halacha. It looks strange, I don't think it sounds strange. But it sounds strange because it is contrary to the mitzvahs. Now, the halacha is that if a baby is born in the seventh month, so then it's a bakayon. If a baby is born in the eighth month, it's not a doctor. If you ask doctors, they'll tell you that while a seventh month baby, he can be viable. They are not contradicting what Chazal say, but a seventh month baby is less likely to be viable than an eighth month baby. Some more of the eighth month babies are viable by far. The number of viable babies born in the eighth month exceeds the number of viable babies born in the seventh month. It's contrary to Chazal, I mean. And what doctors say is true, I mean, it's based upon empirical data. Because of that, so the Chazmish and Rav Moshe Feinstein, they both say, Chazmish was the one who said it, that it's nishtana atem. It's nishtana atem. It's true, I mean, that they are, in certain things, it is nishtana atem. But I mean, that there should be shina ateva just in less than 2,000 years, I mean, the Gemara mentions it. And the Gemara, the redaction of the Talmud by Rabino Ravashe was about 1,600 years ago. So I mean, there should be a Shinra Teva in such a short time, I mean, in 1,500 years. So it sounds a little strange, but it's possible. I think that there is no... Now let's see what the Gemara says here. Oma mazutra, fiu mandoma, yeledes l'tisho, in yeledes l'mkotoyi. So what do we say? How did we explain it? So the whole machlekes, whether you let us from Kutayim or Nukutayim, is not the machlekes of Mitzias. Mitzias is usually, so it's a lettuce lishleim, after full 9 months. But many times, a baby is born in Kutayim too. So the machlekes is whether the lady is considered as a natural lady or it's considered as an aberration lady. So mainly, if it's a natural lady, so then we can say, as Rabbi Yudah says, that if the Riyas Dam takes place, if the Riyas Dam takes place in the, if the Riyas Dam takes place in at the beginning of the ninth month, even though usually she will not give birth to a child, but since Rabbi Yudah holds, it's a natural lady, so mainly, it's typical of dam machmas lav. If it's not a natural lady, so it's not typical as dam machmas lav. If it's not typical as dam machmas lav, even though bimtzias it is machmas lav, so the Gzeiras HaKosov of dam machmas lav doesn't apply. So that's the machlokes. So then ol mazut reafiu mandoma yiledes l'itisha and yiledes l'nkuto in. You let us leave Shivo, you let us leave Kotoyim. Now, what does it mean, you let us leave Shivo? Because a Ben Shivo is considered as a Bakayama, as a viable child. So, even if the Ben Shivo is born at the beginning of the seventh month, what does it mean at the beginning of the seventh month? At the beginning of the seventh month means six whole months. Six times 30 is 180 days, and let's say, and the beginning, let's say 183 days, 182 days. So she's yours. She's yours. If you look up in the Encyclopedia Britannica, I looked it up, you'll find that there are rare instances of children, viable children being born on the 183rd day or as of conception. Rare, very rare. So this is what the Gemara says. I feel the mandoma you let us with Tisho. In you let us in Kotoni, you let us with Shivo, you let us in Kotoni. Shenema, I feel with Kufisayomi, but a hammer, but he will be. Mute Kufi Shnai. Miut yomim shnai. So tkufe consists of 3 months. Two tkufes is 6 months. So it's 6 whole months. And then miut yomim shnai. So that means two tkufes, 6 months, each month consisting of 30 days. So that's 180 days. And two more days, so 182 days. And this is what we have. Rare instances of viable children being born on the 183rd day. And I know children who were born on the 183rd day. Of course, they were kept in the incubator for a long time, but they grew up already. I mean, so, but the question is this. Of course, it is in harmony with the Mitzias. It is in harmony with the Mitzias. But according to what I said, that the machlekes, whether Yeledes Letisho is Yeledes Letisho, is not the machlekes in Mitzias. It's a machlekes in Din. The Mitzias is that usually does not happen. But, and many times it does happen, whether it's considered as a natural lady or it's not considered a natural lady. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? Oma Mazutre, a few mandoma Yeledes Letisho and Yeledes Letisho. You let us leshivo, you let us on Kotoyim. The mandoma bishleimi, if we say that the mandoma who says you let us leshivo, you let us on Kotoyim, it's impossible, alright? So that is impossible, and you let us leshivo, you let us on Kotoyim. Let us go. But if there is no machlokes in Mitzias, it's a machlokes in Adin, whether it's considered as a natural lady or an aberrational lady, not a natural lady. Not in a natural way, an unnatural way. So, but it can happen. So what does the Gemara mean? You read this Lishiva, feel man don't read this Lishiva either. That if it's Mikute, so it's an amateur Eide, but you read this Lishiva, you read this Mikutoyim, it's considered as a natural Eide. Well, so then, but according to statistics, I mean, according to the empirical data, while it's not the most common thing for a woman to give birth to the child on the 241st day, but it's much more common than to give birth on the 183rd day. So, how can we understand? Now, as far as that question that is discussed by the Chazon Ish, and because of this difficulty, the disharmony that exists between the Mitzias and what Gemara says, so the Chazon Ish says that it's Nishtana HaTeva. I think maybe it is Nishtana HaTeva, I don't know. But it might be that there is no steering with the Mitzias. Now, the Gemara says that when do we say that a Ben Shmeino is not a Ben Kayome? When do we say that a Ben Shmeino is not a Ben Kayome? That is, if the time of birth, so his ponayim, his nails and his hair are not there yet. But if he already has nails and hair at the time of birth, even though we know he's a Ben Shmeino, he Ben Shmeino, so then he is a Ben Kayome. He is a Ben Kayome. Why? So the Gemara says that if the tziponayim and the hair, if the baby has already has nails and hair, so then it's a raya that actually he is a Ben Shimon. But we should be able to come to sometimes a baby, I mean, the Gemara says in the Gomez cases mentions it. In other words, suppose a woman, an ishishish, a married woman, her husband went to labor a young. You didn't say out. In the old days, I mean, you couldn't come in one day, you know, from Australia to America. So, let's say, so if a woman whose husband went from Inesayam, and he went from Inesayam 11 months before, and his wife remained here. So, and then after 11 months after the husband left her, she gave birth to a child. So the Gemara says, in Yevomes, we do not consider the child as a monster. Why? Because there is a possibility, even though it's not common, there is a possibility that the child stays in the mother's womb for 3 months extra after the completion of the 9 months. And then he's born. But if the husband left more than 12 months before the woman gave birth to a child, then he's a vada monster. Because more than 3 months to be ishtayue, that's an impossibility. Now the question here. So, Teisa says, who says that? Rabbi Tisvoye says. Teisa says, Loikaimon ke Rabbi Tisvoye, because there is a machlekes in the Gemara. Now again, in regard to that point, it's not a machlekes in Mitzias. Mitzias, there is empirical data that a child is born at 10 months and 11 months, but it's a very unusual thing. So the machlekes is whether we can attribute it to this uncommon occurrence or not. So in other words, so Rabbi Tisvoye says, no, we cannot consider it as a mamza. As long as there is this possibility, so in Meile, we have to be making the mother the Cheskas Kashas. It's a question, how far must we go in being making a Bas Yisroel or Cheskas Kashas? That's the child. But there is a possibility, again, it's not a machlekes. It's not a machlekes in its ears. All right, anyway. So, there is such a thing that even when the child is already fully developed, but he just doesn't come out. So Mimele, Gimora says, lo yishonu that he's not a ben kayome, he's a ben shmeino, if he's born without any hair and without any nails. But if he already has nails and hair, then he is a Ben Kayome, and he patterns And the Papa is the mother of Ham Chlitze, it's Negea, Kama Mikama Alochas. So, why? Because if he has Siponayim and Seyo, so then we say he's a Ben Shiva. He's a Ben Shiva. Elodi Ishtuye Ukol Mishtai, he just stayed in the mother's womb. He could have been born, he could have emerged from the mother's womb before. Why did he come out at the beginning? Why did he come out at the end of the 8th month? He could have come out at the beginning of the 8th month. Ishtayue Kamishtai. Ishtayue Kamishtai. Now, and then the Rambam, what the Magid Mishneh says, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but this is what the Magid Mishneh says in the Rambam Shiken, that's definitely the Rambam Shiken. So the Rambam passes like that. Now, so the Magid Mishneh says that according to the Rambam, that's how the Rambam explains the Gemara in Shabbos and Yomes about the Shmeino and Shiva. So according to the Rambam, so there is a difference between the Ben Shiva and the Ben Shmeino. A Ben Shiva and a Shmeino, in other words. A Ben Shmeino is not considered a Ben Kayome. A Ben Shmeino is not considered a Ben Kayome if he has no Tziponai and no Seah. But if he comes out, if at the time of birth he's a Ben Shmeino, he's fully developed with Tziponai and Seah, so then he is a Bakayom. He is a Bakayom. How is that about the Shiva? If we know that it's at the beginning of the 7th month, we know when the woman can see. We know and when the woman can see. And we know that it's at the beginning of the 7th month. She gives birth, let's say, on the 183rd day as of conception. So it's a Bakayom. Is he Ben Kayome even if he's not developed, or only if he's developed? And if we say that he's only Ben Kayome if he's developed, so why does the Gemara say that Ben Shmeino is Goruat and Ben Shiva? Monepsha. If he's developed, so Ben Shiva, Ben, if he's developed, so even Ben Shmeino is Ben Kayome. If he's not developed, even Ben Shiva is Kayome. Why does the Gemara say that Ben Shmeino is Goruat and Ben Shiva? So the Magid Mishneh says, and explain the Mishneh Sarambah. I'm not so sure that all the Rishonim agree with that, but this is what the Magid Mishneh says in the Mishneh Sarambah, that according to the Rambam, so he vis-a-vis Ben Shiva, so he's a Ben Kayome, as long as he's fully developed, even though the Seyor and the Tziponayim are not developed. But everything else in the organism of the worm, I mean, are fully developed. So that even though he doesn't have any Seyor, he doesn't have any Tziponayim, but except for the Seyor and the Tziponayim. So everything else in the organism is fully developed, like any other child. Like any other child. So then he's considered Ben Kayome. Masheimke, if he's born immature, that in the development of the body, he's not completely mature, he's not like the every child. So then even Ben Shiva is not Ben Kayome. But if he's Ben Tisho, sometimes even Ben Tisho is born and he's not completely mature. So then he's considered Ben Kayome. But a Ben Shiva, we require that he should call Ivorov should be Kayomi. But if he's not fully developed in his organism, if the child, the baby is not fully developed, then a Ben Shiva is considered an Eivor, like a Ben Shmeino. But the difference between a Ben Shmeino and a Ben Shiva is that a Ben Shmeino, so even if the Ivorim are fully developed, but the only diminution in his development consists in the absence of Seyah, no mark of Seyah, because if there is a mark of Seyah, I mean, not all children are born with real hair, I mean, sometimes children are born with real hair, but usually children are born with a mark of Seyah. So, but if Ibn Shmeino is born fully developed in his body, he has only one that every child has when he's born, but he doesn't have any marks of Seyor or of Tziponayim, so then he's considered an Eivor. Masheinkin Ben Shiva, if he's not fully developed in Ivorim, then he's considered an Eivor. But if he's fully developed in Ivorim, if he's fully developed in Yivolim, even though he does not, he's not developed in the Seyor and Yitzponayim, so then he's not a Yivolim. So again, we see that a Ben Shiva is Odin Tenebishmei, in respect to a baby who is fully developed in Yivolim, but not in Yitzponayim and the Seyor. Now, how can that be explained? I think, I mentioned that to certain doctors, I mean, and they said that it makes good sense. I mean, they wouldn't say that this is so, I mean, but he said that it makes good sense. I said, apparently it appears from the Gemara. I consulted certain doctors whether it's true. So he said, yes, it's true. In other words, that not all fetuses are alike. So certain fetuses require an embryological development of 9 months. In order to be fully developed with all the embryo, they require an embryological development of 9 months in the mother's womb. And certain fetuses don't require an embryological development of 9 months. They can develop fully in 7 months. In 7 months. Why should certain fetuses require an embryological development of 9 months and certain fetuses not? Well, that might depend upon numerous factors, but it is true that certain fetuses, and usually fetuses require a neurological development of 9 months, but I suppose some women, so the makeup of the uterus is of such character that it requires only an embryological development of 7 months. So when the Gemara says, this sounds very strange. Sounds very strange. How is it that the Ben Shiva, alright, because Rish says Nishtana Atera. But how was it before it was Nishtana Atera? I mean, Yesh B'chol Masai Mone, I mean, why should if a Ben Shiva can be fully developed and viable, so a Ben Shmeino, just because he's older, so he should not be viable. How can we understand it? So the only way to understand it is, of course, if a Ben Shiva can be viable, so a Ben Shmeino certainly can be viable. But that's the kind of a Ben Shmeino that the Gemara calls Ben Shiva. So what's the criterion whereby we can determine whether the fetus in question was a fetus that required, because of the nature of the fetus and because of the nature of the uterus of the mother. So why is it that most fetuses require most fetuses are born only at the end of 9 months, and some fetuses, it's uncommon, are born at the end of 7 months or even at the beginning of the 7 months? Because apparently these women, for some inexplicable reasons, did not require in order to develop the fetus fully, did not require an embryological development of 9 months. So remember the criterion, this is the criterion. In other words, if we see that a child is born in the eighth month, and with the tziponayim and the seya already being present, at least have marks of tziponayim and seya, so then it shows that the reason as to why this child was born fully developed, because this at the very outset was a kind of a fetus that only required an embryological development of 7 months. He could have been born 2 weeks before too, but he wasn't. So that's even Shiva, the Ashtayu Edkamishtai. But if he doesn't have any mark of Tziponayim in the eighth month, so that indicates that he's the kind of a child that requires a full embryological development of 9 months. Even though we don't see outside, we don't see, and his body, we don't see, no legs are missing, I mean, and no hands are missing, but the fact that his siponaim are not there yet shows that he requires and in biological development of nine mammals. So then it creates the possibility that perhaps there is something undeveloped internally, something you cannot see by looking at the newly born baby. Anyway, so that's so Mimele, so this is what Gemara says. Oma Mazutre, Afil Mandoma, Yiledes Litisho, and Yiledes Litkotoyim, then the Rambam passes that even if we know a baby was a Ben Shmeyo, but if the baby survived for 30 days, then it's considered as a Ben Kanon. That's what the Rambam passes. In Yiledes Mile. Now, right as soon as I finish, I'll finish in a moment. So you should go to this matter, so they will have a minion for me. The Rambam Perek Aleph in Hilches Mile Halacha Yudin Mi Sheneila Bechidesh Hashmi Imo Yosholim Visari Ritzepono Harizet Vashol Uben Shivo Elo Shemishtane Shemishtao Umuta Lutalto Lebishabes Veide Keve Umom Nes Bishabes Because Ben Shmeinu Harinu Keve Vi Oso Lutalto Lebishabes Vi Oso Lutalto Lebishabes Avu Neila Visari Loku בין ציפורון אופשלימי, כפריוסון, הרי זה בין שמינו בעדיי, שלא יורו להם רגל ותשאלו כדורש נעמה. It indicates the way I said, שלא יורו להם רגל ותשאלו. In other words, he is that kind of a fetus that requires an embryological development of 9 months. So maybe it's an evil. הרי זה בין שמינו בעדיי, שלא יורו להיבולים, אלו ותשאלו, ויוצא קידם שיגומת. ולפיכוך הוא חושב כאבן ואוסו ויטלתו בשעץ זה נלוך ידלת, הרמב״ם שס מי שנילד בחידש השביעי מיבורי אם נילד שומעים הרי זה בת שוק היום ומור ניס בשעץ so the Kisvish that points out in the name of the Magid Mishnah but the Magid Mishnah is not here is in Perek Beis in Uchesid Mechwitzi so the Kisvish in the name of Magid Mishnah points out that we see from this Rambam that when do we say that a Ben Shivo is considered viable, considered Mekayomer, only if he's shown me wrong. He's shown me wrong. Because he says, Mi shenila b'chidesh ha-shviyu yibure, im neila tcholim, harizem b'atcho kayomer, womis b'shabes. So Mimele, that answers all the criticism that is leveled by the masculine, you know, and the self-enlightened masculine, who say that Chazal didn't know, because b'mtzies, very few of Ben Shivas are viable, much less than the number of Ben Shmeinas. The answer is, of course, very few, maybe one in a thousand of the Ben Shivas are viable. Why? Because the overwhelming majority of the Ben Shivas are not fully developed in their mind. That's why less. A smaller number of Ben Shivas, you see, a smaller percentage of Ben Shivas are viable than of Ben Shmeinos, because they consider it on the basis of the totality of Ben Shivas. But the overwhelming majority of Ben Shivas are not born with the war in development. So that's what the Rambam says. Mishneu ha-bechinesh ha-shmiri yivurei, imneu ha-cholik, hari zevlachol kayomen, umorin eisi bishavas. Moris Mishab, in Leila Cholem, not if he's not, if he's Leila Pogum, not Cholem. So then it's not a Sophic Ben Shiva, Sophic Ben Shmeino, Moris Mishab of Opon. In Ben Shiva, who be Sholem, who be Dinshi for Shabbos, in Ben Shmeino, Harin Shemotim Chat for Bosaru, with Shezen Nefalo, in Ben Shmeino. Now the Braise in Shabbos, and in Yevomes, says, Ben Shmeino Harin Kevin, we also with Alpha. בין שמינו הרי הוא כאבן, ויושו מטלטלי, אבל אם איסי חו מניקוסי, מפני הסכון, מפני הסכון. So even though you're not allowed to be mitaltel bin shmeino, because he's an ave, so he's mukt. But the mother can nurse it. And if it's necessary, so whatever can be done without being mitaltel the baby, she shouldn't do. But whatever is necessary, so then she's allowed to do. Why? Because of the sakon. Now, so Rashi says, Rashi in Yevomet says, Yevomet daf pei. בשביל הרי כמו שתלת על מי שיחה הוא אופני כוסי לפני הסכון. So Rashi says, סכון השניים, הבן בועי של יר בחול ודאבי ותיאוני סליטונס. So now, so why is it clear to be mitalte in the sakone? Rashi says both, because of the sakone of the mother and because of the sakone of the blood. The question is, sakone of the blood, if it's a very care, then it's an apple, so I mean, why? Now, in Shechonor, there is a deal in Shechonor. Nisimen Shin Lamed. Havlat, Siv Vo, Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. Havlat Shedeila, Eisilei Kol Tzorcho. ומחיץ נעשי, ומלכי נעשי, וכן יעשה יהיה, כדי שיהיה לך מבד, וכן יתכנס אתה בו, ואנו מילד מנהירת לו תסר לזיין. אבל, נהירת שונה לו עצמו, when a baby is born, so we allow it to be מחל שבס על הבאי. Whatever has to be done for the baby. So, whatever has to be done, even if it involves a מלוכה, because it's פגוח נפש. So, the מחבא says, אבל that's only נהירת לו תסר לזיין. אבל מילד מחס או איסופית בן זיין או בן חס אין יחל נולו אלו אם כן גומרו שר אין יצר פונו וגומרו שר אין יצר פונו but if he is not גומרו שר אין יצר פונו כן יצר בן חס so then it's in the house of the Shabbos. Now, the Bir Aloha points out, there is no Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say it, but that the Tur says it. Where is the Moker of that Mechaba? The Tur says it. The Tur says, since the Braise says, the Braise, Mekir Hud Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hei, Ben Shiva Mechalon, בין שיבו מחל מול זה שבס ובין חסי מחל מול זה שבס. So the two explains it. What does it mean? בין שיבו מחל מול זה שבס, we allow to be מחל שבס for the צייר החל בפיניק, because it's בכוח נפש, it's בכוח נפש זה יחל שבס. But בין חס, we're not allowed to be מחל שבס. That's how the two explains. So the Bir Aloha points out that it's only the two's pshat. It's strange that the Mechaba passes like the two, when from most Rishonim it appears the other way. So Rashi mentions it Ligabi Milet. In other words, not Ligabi Pekuach Nefesh. The Tur is the only one who applies it to Pekuach Nefesh. All the Braise says is Ben Shiva Mechal Nefesh HaShabbos Uben Chesim Mechal Nefesh HaShabbos. So then Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi says Ben Shiva Mechal Nefesh HaShabbos that on Yom Shmini we are mouthed in. And but ben shmeino we are not mechalas Shabbos. So not ligabit kach nefesh. How is it that the Tur applies it ligabit kach nefesh? Why? Because the Gemara says the reason is why the Tur